Good morning, everybody, with your Giants at 90. I am John Schmelk. The big guy is Roman Ohman. The Giants coming off that 25-24 disappointing loss to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And as they look ahead, Roman, a couple of injuries they're going to have to deal with. First, Robert Ayers has really been the Giants' most consistent pass rusher on the defensive line. How do they replace him moving forward?
Well, coming off a game where they had 7 sacks last week, that gives you a lot of optimism, John, in terms of where they can create pressure. Obviously, Robert Ayers was one of the more versatile guys on the D-line, playing defensive tackle, defensive end, both sides of the ball. So you're losing that, but what you're gaining is a guy like Kerry Wynn. First time active last week, he had a sack. I mean, look at a guy like Devin Kennard, who's played on the line of scrimmage, so he's used to getting pressure. So you're going to have to now create pressure from different ways, and then you still got to hope guys like JPP can build on that performance last week of having 1.5 sacks.
And old fans have been very desperate to see young man Demontre Moore.
Yeah, I mean, Demontre Moore, again, he's another guy. People have been saying he needs more time. Now, by default, he's going to really graduate really quickly, and we're going to see who Demontre Moore is this next 4 games.
And then on the offensive line, Jeff Schwartz hurt once again. James Brewer concussion. Justin Pugh trying to get back. Roman, very quickly, what do they do now as the musical chairs continues?
Well, I mean, you're almost going back to this time last year, so that's why you keep, you know, 8-9 guys on the offensive line, because the guys, eventually, all of them are going to have to play. So hopefully Pugh tries to make a comeback this week. If he can't, you're going to have to go with that same rotation at right tackle, maybe Jerry or Reynolds, whomever. But hopefully they can find a way to make it work.
That's your Giants in 90. Enjoy your day on Giants.com, everybody.